You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D, for this segment. I hope you've all had an amazing week. So, we saw the eclipse. So, for me, I didn't see the eclipse. It was, it was nighttime when it was happening here, and I was also in bed. But I'm sure over in America and other parts of the world, if you get to see it, it would be a really good thing to see. Anyway, so what's happening for this week coming up with the astrology? We do have on the 12th to 13th, so over the today and tomorrow, we do have Mercury, which is going to conjunct the Sun, and we're still in that Mercury retrograde. So this conjuncting the Sun, it might feel like words not coming out the best, or more internal, like you not wanting to say much and more go within than sort of be more outspoken. And also you might, in your thoughts, a lot of thoughts coming up too about thinking about certain things. We've still got today, tomorrow should start breaking off, where we've got Mars with Saturn, they're conjunct. So, and that's in Pisces. So with that energy, it could be about, it's either like a strength with problems that are coming up, or also can be frustration with certain issues coming up too. And maybe that you want to avoid problems that are coming up, because we are in Pisces, where it's not a strong sign. So it might be where you're trying to avoid things rather than face things head on. We've also got Mercury, which is going to be conjuncting Chiron too, and it's on the 16th. That can be bringing up anything that's causing you, anything that issues that come up in your life. I always call Chiron's the emotional pain and turmoil. So anything that still causes you a bit of issues there, you might be thinking more about, or you might be, again, you might be putting your foot in it and not being able to say what you need to say, or it's coming out all wrong. So just be aware of that day. And then we have, leading up to this conjunction that's happening next week with Jupiter and Uranus, which is bringing up surprises and unexpected events, but more of that will be coming up next week. And we've also got Venus, which is going to conjunct the node on the 18th. So that's about destiny, it's about life lessons, and it's going to be about relationships as well as finances here. So you might be sorting out different things with finances, or thinking about what relationships you need in your life to move forward. That's also going to be coming up. This week ahead, I feel like a lot of it's going to be about using your brain, intellectual, making sure you know what you know first before speaking. So doing researching, or make sure before you get into certain conversations that you have all the facts, or that you know everything before sort of get too involved with certain issues. I do feel like it's a week where we are trying to block out negativity. I also find it's a week where we are trying to find our power and our strength. And again, like know your rights, or know what you know. Make sure you know everything before going into things. And I feel like things might be blown out of control, out of proportion this week as well. I also feel like it's about, I feel like this week's a good week to start being more active, going out, being in nature, or just getting like a blood pumping. I feel like for some reason this week I was downloaded with to be more active. And I've also got wait to see the bigger picture. So don't rush into things. Wait to get information first, or wait to see what sort of happens with the situation before acting on it. Knowing what you want. It might feel like you've been blocked a little bit this week, but just with these certain energies and certain conjunctions that are happening too. I also feel like it's about trying to create that balance as well that's coming up here. So I feel like an interesting week. I feel like it might be intense, not as intense as we've had with these other weeks or other days with certain where we had that big eclipse that we had. Okay, let's go to the caller. And so we've got here Suzette, who's in Canada. So hi, Suzette, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I was just kind of curious about if you see me and my kids moving in Korea.
Okay, let's have a look. When you talk about moving, I instantly like get like cold, like snow. So I know it does snow in Canada, but I don't know if it snows everywhere. But when you're moving, are you planning on going like either in winter or somewhere where it gets very cold?
I was thinking approximately either Barrie or another area called Angus. It's still in Ontario.
Snow there? Do they snow in those areas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It does.
Okay, good. Because I can see, like, they're just showing me, like, cold, and I'm just seeing, like, snow. So I just feel like where you're going, it's going to get cold, or it's going to snow there. So yeah, let's have a look here. I do feel like you might be going, like, I feel like you're going to be moving in the summer, though. So even though it snows there, I feel like you're moving in summertime. So I feel like your summer is the opposite to me, so you're coming into someone else. Like June, so like from June to August. So whether it be this summer or okay. next summer coming up, but I feel like you're moving more in the summer to where you're going. I feel like it's about okay. a happy beginning or like putting a happy face. I feel like it could be like where you're going, it's like to be more happier, or it could be like you just got to put a brave face on to be able to go where you've got to go. And I feel like there's one child doesn't want to go. Is it like one of them that's sort of digging their feet in who doesn't really want to go? But I feel like it's going to be a good move for everybody to go. Like it's a fresh, new, clean start. I also feel like I want to get away from certain people too. So it's kind of like I'm trying to rub people out of my life a little bit here. But it's an opportunity. So you're looking at buying, like, to buy a place as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was saying
buying.
I feel like you got just enough. Like I feel like you might get a loan, but I feel like there's just enough there to get something that you want. But I don't feel like you're going to get a humongous house. I feel like the house you're going to maybe a little bit small, like, but it's just enough for you. I feel like the heating in the house is quite good. I'm getting a three, so I'm looking at a three-bedroom place. I get something about three with this this place. I actually see a house that has like a pointy roof, so I feel like the roof is very pointy, and that's kind of. I feel like it's more than one story because I see stairs going up. So I do feel like perhaps it's like a two-story place, or within it has an attic. We don't have attics heavy here, but I feel like there's an attic there as well. But I feel like there could be like a three rooms in the attic as two. I don't feel like it's a brand new place, but I feel like there's like modern finishings in the place, but it's not. I feel like it's built, it's like it's an older house, but maybe the kitchen or stuff's been renovated in the house too. And I kind of feel like it does have a homely vibe. It has a homely vibe. But I feel like the finishings are nice. Yeah, it feels like home. But I just feel like it's very pointy, like a pointy roof. I'm kind of seeing but I also feel like there's houses around you, so it's like a suburb, but I don't think there's a lot of room in between houses. But I'm seeing like the pointy house, kind of like if I look at a TV show, like back in, when I used to watch Charmed, where they would have that pointy roof, that kind of a pointy roof, is what I'm seeing for you. And you want to talk about your job finance too, as well.
Yeah. Do you see a new career happening for me?
I was given here a new job, new you. but I kind of feel like you could work from home. I can see with that. What sort of career are you after? Like, I'm seeing you like, I'm hearing at home. I feel like you've got like what I've got a headset on. So I feel like, are you doing like calls or something, or having to call people, work from home? What sort of work are you wanting to do?
Oh, that's something new, because I was looking for to do Pilates. Currently, right now, I'm a substitute teacher.
Okay, so you want to? So you're a substitute teacher now, and you're like a Pilates teacher, or you mean like the Pilates is what you want to do?
I want to do the Pilates.
Okay. Look, I feel like, yeah, but you're going to have to do two. So I don't feel like you're going to be a full-time Pilates teacher just yet. I feel like, and I feel like that will eventually evolve into other, like, Pilates, but you might do, like, meditation class, like, it's spiritual. I feel like there's a sense of spirituality with that. And I feel like that's going to evolve over time. But I keep, when you're still talking, you get two. So I feel like, I mean, it could be, like, as a timeline, 2 months, 2 years, but I have a feeling it might be, like, two workplaces or two jobs. So I feel like there's a thing of, but I can see you like working with a headset. So whether it be, you might not be a student teacher, or you might be teaching online, but I feel like you'll do two things. How long will it take you to do one? Because I feel like the Pilates thing is about building it up. I feel like you're building it over time, and then, but I do feel like it's like spiritual aspect, but it's going to evolve into something else too. I also feel like what you're going to do is about improving people's minds. So maybe the way they're thinking, or not getting to any negative. Like, I feel like you're going to do something to improve their mind or their well-being as well too. Okay. I also feel like, quickly, I know we haven't got much time left, but I am feeling like spirit with me too with you, someone that's a smoker. I feel like it's a male. I kind of feel like Grant. Is your grandfather on your mum's side, was he a smoker? Has he passed over?
Yeah.
I feel like he's here with me. And I just feel like he just wants, I know it's very quick now because we're running up out of time, but he just wants to say, like, he's just coming to say hi very quickly, and not to forget about the small things in life, and to do things for you. And it's like you have a gift of trying to reach out to other people to change their thoughts, or to change what's sort of blocking them, is what he just wants to say very quickly to you. But thank you for calling in today.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
That's okay. No worries. Thank you. Okay, everybody. So I hope you're going to have an amazing week ahead. If you want to contact me for a reading, you can. So my website is Lady D Psychic Parties, and my Facebook page is the same. My TikTok is Lady D and Lady D Psychic. So my Instagram and my YouTube is Lady D, or look up Danielle Psychic if you can't find it under Lady D. Okay, thank you guys, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.